I'll Never Turn Back No More, American composer Nathaniel Dett's piece, performed by the Nathaniel Dett Chorale, and we heard Brainerd, Blyden, Taylor leading the group from the Listen to the Lambs recording. Here with the New Classical FM, here at 3:30. Let's get to our daily look at the arts. The Toronto Outdoor Art Fair is celebrating its 59th year, virtually this time around, of course, and has taken on the fresh short-term moniker, the Toronto Online Art Fair. Canada's largest contemporary art event of this nature gets underway this Thursday. The website is torontooutdoor.art. New programming has been developed, and it will continue to support the 360-plus artists that participate each year, along with the thousands of loyal art lovers who look forward to the bustling art scene, traditionally, of course, at Nathan Phillips Square. Works available range in medium from painting, photography, and mixed media to jewelry and ceramics. Now, art enthusiasts this year will still be able to experience the highly anticipated and annual programming, including the awards program and virtual arts talks. And a new aspect being introduced this year, understandably so, is the Gifts of Heart program, an initiative that helps to support and express gratitude to the frontline essential workers through spreading the joy of art. Joining me on the line to give you a preview of the Toronto Online Art Fair is Executive and Creative Director Anahita Azrahimi. Welcome to the Oasis once again. Great to be with you.
Thanks for having me. That was a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
What kind of heavy lifting did you have to do over the last few months to turn this really large outdoor festival that people love in the summertime and turn it into this online event?
Oh, it was a labor of love from our small team. And I think the pillars of this transition was us being a very nimble and agile organization. So we could think fast and pivot fast, but we also had the trust of our community and our programming partners and our major patrons and donors that enabled us to pull this off. So what we did a swift integration of our artist directory into our existing e-commerce platform, and we launched a brand new search and filter option. And we worked with the artists to create these individual profiles that kind of tries to mimic the individual booths at the fair. So it's come along quite nicely given the short time that we've had. And we had this vision to move to an e-commerce platform for our 60th anniversary, which is next year. But the pandemic kind of forced us to get there faster. Right. So it's all good.
This is a story I'm hearing a lot. People are progressing different parts of their business elements just because they have to right now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So a lot
of goodwill has come out of this. So, yeah, no complaints.
I do love that. And if you would like to purchase artworks from a great local artist this time around, we visit the website torontooutdoor.art. Now, what happens then once we go there?
So you would go to a tab that says Buy Art. And when you click on that, there is a search function that you can search each piece based on price, medium, subject, themes, and you can find out more about the piece. There's also our artist directory, which I really encourage people to go there first, because the whole thing about Toronto Outdoor Art Fair is meeting the artists in person and creating those personal direct connections with the artists. And each artist has a profile page where they talk about themselves, they talk about their work, and they talk about individual pieces that they've put up there. So there's a chance to get to know them, individually, and try to kind of like make those connections. And but the purchasing is quite easy. So if you see a work that catches your eye, you simply click on it, and there's a Buy Now button, and it's a very simple checkout process. What we've asked our artists to do, we've asked them to be available for emailing, or if some of them they want to, they can even FaceTime or create that kind of a more personal connection with the buyer, because again, it's all about those conversations and dialogues that happens between the art lover and the artist, and we are hoping to facilitate that conversation here as well.
That's great, and you can really curate your search very specifically. I was just on the site. I put in a price range up to $1,000. I put in my mediums, acrylic, watercolor, and oil. I went with the painting element. Canadian subject matter is what I wanted. I searched, and there were just dozens and dozens of options. Beautiful. And like you say, if you have questions, you can speak directly to that artist through the system you've put in place. Pretty great.
Absolutely. Like, it's quite straightforward. And, you know, we're, again, asking the public to take the time to discover the art, because that's when you come to Nathan Phillips Square, the joy of attending the fair is scrolling around, and that joy of discovery that you come across, you know, an artist that you like, a work that you like. And I think we should spend the same kind of attention and care that we do in person, and maybe even a little bit more this time, because again, you know, the journey of discovery takes more conscious effort, and more conscious effort now more than ever.
We mentioned it off the top, but your programming has moved online as well. Exactly. If we're interested in the arts, we want to know more about an artist or a discipline, that's available to us beginning on Thursday right at the website, right?
Absolutely. And we have really amazing art talks and studio tours led by artists and our programming partners at the Power Plant Art Gallery, Street Art Toronto, Artscape. They have created really engaging conversations with the artists. So if you're interested in a particular artist's work, come and listen to them talking directly. So that would be great.
And you're doing something really nice for frontline essential workers. You are actually letting people gift them, I guess it's gift certificates, so to speak, for artworks that they can then purchase and enjoy and perhaps brighten up an otherwise difficult situation.
Yeah, we're really proud of this initiative. It's a beautiful, simple, dual impact initiative. We're asking the public to make a donation, any amount that they want, towards gift cards that we distribute to frontline workers through direct outreach and nomination. And they can come back and spend it on a piece of art from our artists, and the artists receive 100% of the sale. And we have now raised about $30,000 in the campaign, so we are able to give 120 gifts, which is wonderful, and we're hoping to attract more gifts by the end of the fair.
It's great. It's absolutely fantastic. Toronto Outdoor, now online. I'm used to saying outdoor, but Toronto Online Art Fair, Executive and Creative Director Anahita Azrahimi, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
July 2nd through 12th, the Toronto Online Art Fair. And once again, the website, torontooutdoor.art. And you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM.